This weekend, Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling announced at a reading that a fictional character she created, Hogwarts headmaster Albus Dumbledore, is gay. That revelation made headlines around the world. Commentator Mark Aceto says he understands why Dumbledore remained closeted, because he too taught young children and shares Dumbledore's sexual orientation.
I have to admit I was dumbfounded at the Dumbledore news. For starters, he isn't remotely well-groomed. I mean, that beard? It's so last millennium. What's more, if anyone was gay at Hogwarts, I assumed it was Professor Snape, who's so bitchy, he's practically the children's fantasy version of Bette Davis. Actually, there's a lot we don't know about the Hogwarts faculty. Is starchy spinster Minerva McGonagall a closeted lesbian? She does teach transfiguration. Author J.K. Rowling has already been drawn and quartered by all the predictable factions. Those who oppose her books because of witchcraft have just one more reason to ban them. After all, the number one banned book last year was Entango Makes Three, the heartwarming true story about the Central Park Zoo's gay penguins. Meanwhile, the audience in New York gave Rowling's announcement prolonged applause. No surprise in a city where Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was greeted with jeers when he said there were no homosexuals in Iran. And the blogs were abuzz with accusations that Rowling hasn't played fair, that Dumbledore's orientation isn't a part of the stories, and who cares anyway? He's a fictitious character. But, like life, the truth is there, hiding in plain sight. In the seventh book, the headmaster tells Harry about the man we now know was the love of his life. Grindelwald. You cannot imagine how his ideas caught me, Harry. Inflamed me. Now we can imagine just how inflamed he was. Still, Albus Dumbledore is no flamer. Add him to the long literary tradition of sad, sexless bachelors who die alone. Pity the living, and above all, those who live without love, he says in the final book. While there's an indication that Dumbledore has friends at the pub in Hogsmeade, we can't really imagine him doing the conga on a clothing-optional gay cruise. Nor do we really want to. What's more, Dumbledore's sexual orientation does explain something about the books I never understood. Why, when Harry breaks the rules, the headmaster always looks the other way. This is a wizard who understands from bitter experience what it's like to live outside the bounds of convention. Like Dumbledore, I too made choices about sexual orientation and teaching. I'd already been fired as a tutor for being openly gay, so I was understandably apprehensive when I got hired as a substitute at a private Episcopal school. Still, I loved teaching so much I considered it as a career, imagining my future as the irreverent nonconformist who bucks heads with bigoted parents and a stuffy headmaster like in Dead Poets Society, hopefully without inspiring suicide. But as a teacher, I couldn't even answer a simple question like, "Are you married?" Like Iran, there are no homosexuals in elementary school. So it's appropriate that we're talking about the gay life of a fictitious character. In a world where sexual orientation is still headline news, too many real gay people lead fictitious lives. Is it any wonder Dumbledore kept his secret until now?
Commentator Mark Aceto is the author of How I Paid for College, a novel of sex, theft, friendship, and musical theater.